If you would like to sponsor an episode of The Lost Podcast or any other Jay and Jack production, send an email to lostpodcast@gmail.com. Once again, that's lostpodcast@gmail.com for more information. From Raleigh, North Carolina, it's The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack. A podcast dedicated to the show Lost on ABC. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack. My name is Jay.
And I am Jack.
And welcome to the Friday edition of the Lost Podcast. How are you doing, Jack?
I am doing well, thank you.
Yeah?
How are you doing?
I am doing excelente.
Excelente.
Yes.
That's nice.
You know, it's a lot of Lost theories are going around. A lot of stuff's going around.
A lot of crazy stuff going around.
And I just looked at, right before we recorded this, I looked at what's coming up next week, and I'm very excited.
Really?
So we'll talk about that next on Lost for those that don't like to be spoiled at all.
You know, we've been getting a lot of emails getting way off topic here right from the start, but that's what I do best. About the hotel situation. How can they find hotel situations for people going to the L.A. party?
Well, the Omni is the only one we've officially made a deal with so far, the Omni in L.A. next to the Orpheum there.
But you can go on the Orpheum website, and there are listings of hotels that surround the Orpheum.
And I think our friend Caesar, our official photographer, he got a place, I think, 4 miles away for like $55 a night.
Really?
So there is options. I mean, it's L.A., so there's like a billion hotels.
There's a lot of Holiday Inns, Motel 6.
Yeah, so I mean, there's like a hotel for every type of budget.
Is there a free hotel? Because that's my budget.
Is that your budget?
That's the only one I can afford.
Well, yeah, you can just be, a homeless person.
Okay.
They have those in L.A.
Cool.
So, not to be insensitive to homeless people.
That's nice.
I'm just saying, I think you would make a great homeless person.
Thank you.
All right.
I feel so special. Also, there you can go on ublog.org. There is a ticket exchange link on there that Colleen has set up. You can get tickets. There's still a chance.
Yeah.
Don't give up.
And I think it's gone really well. Colleen actually just put up a list of everybody that's she's like keeping an updated list of everybody that needs and everybody that has tickets. And there's emails on there for you to contact. If you have tickets and you have extras to help people, or if you need tickets, you put your email up there to be contacted by people that have tickets. So it's working pretty well for the most part. And Lost fans,
there's
once again,
no
approving.
There's been no fighting.
Yes. Luckily, it's online, so nobody can really throw a fist punch. But we have some Lost interview today. Next on Lost.
The TV show.
Listener feedback.
The TV show.
New listener theory of the week.
The TV show.
And do we have a contest updates? Was there anything that was worth updating?
Yeah. There's one thing.
There's one thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
The package.
God, it's just, flash forward, the last one was titled Blowback, and this one was the package. It's just, I think someone said on my form string, just like, so how has it been tough recording those two podcasts? And,
it's kind of been tough.
Because our head is in the gutter most of the time. So Jack. You ready for some Lost interview?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go.
Each week there's one thing to do. It's none other than Lost in Review. We take a look back at last week's episode. It's Lost in Review.
All right, it's Lost in Review time, taking a look back on some of the noteworthy items from this episode. And, a great place to look is, well, where I usually look is on the Lostpedia episode page.
That's where I cheat. I do all my cheating on the Lostpedia.
I don't cheat on Lostpedia. I don't, like, go to, like, I don't know, some other Lost.
Oh, I do. I'm sorry. I have to be honest. I do
on the
cheat.
Side?
I
cheat on the side.
I got other websites on the side. I'm being honest.
I like these general ones.
I'm the Tiger Woods of website.
Of Lost websites?
Of Lost websites.
So sad.
Well, at least Lostpedia knows that I have other websites. It's not the
you
only
guys
website.
Are in an open relationship.
Exactly.
It's not like, okay, all right.
Yeah, the other websites know that I do use Lostpedia too. Uh-huh. So it's not like they go, I didn't realize, I thought I was the only one.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying.
So back to the package. this is some general stuff. Alana gets her first change of clothes since arriving on the island.
Wow. I didn't even notice that.
So good for her.
Wow, she cleans up nice.
This is the first time Saeed and Desmond have seen each other since Saeed left The Searcher in There's No Place Like Home Parts 2 and 3.
Wow.
A 27 episode gap.
Wow. That's amazing. Wow.
And, you know, a big controversy on this episode was the big old V countdown clock.
Yes.
On it. And for some people, especially people that had it in the non-HD, I think 4:3 aspect ratio, mm-hmm. The text on Sun's pad was blocked. Yeah. And we watched it on the HD TV that you have. And so we didn't have that problem. It was just kind of an annoying thing in the corner. But
it actually wasn't in the corner because they had ABC in the corner and then they had the V countdown clock right next to it.
Yeah. So it was a big chunk of screen real estate. And actually, I haven't seen this, but from what it says here, the Colbert Report rapport also poked fun at the countdown timer. production notes, all credited main cast members appear in this episode. This is the first time since the season 3 finale that all credited main cast members have appeared
wow.
in new footage in an episode, a 41 episode gap.
I didn't even realize that.
And Henry N. Cusack appears for the first time since LAX. So
he had a great line, though. He's
What was his...
He didn't have any line. He just looked there like he was dazed.
Some cultural... I can't do it. Godzilla references. There's a Godzilla reference. Kimi comments.
Yes, he did. He feels like he's in a Godzilla movie.
There's another one. Bonanza, one of your favorite shows. Mm-hmm. Sawyer calls Jin Haas.
Right.
Eric Haas Cartwright was a big man.
Yes, a big man.
The warm and lovable middle son of Ben Cartwright. And his is that show you're watching it? No,
The Big Valley is what I'm rewatching.
Those crappy shows. Kimi also calls Jin Casanova.
Little Elvis.
No, in reference to Giacomo Casanova.
I think a song by Elvis.
Yeah, there is, but that's
what I think.
All right, okay. All right. So that was what I got. Jack.
Okay, this
looking
is
back at the episode, what do you have?
The second time I watched it, I noticed the V countdown clock was still on the screen. even though V had already aired.
And there was no V after you watched it?
No. So I was a little upset with that. Okay, it's bad enough I had to watch it the first time, but then mm-hmm. I rewatched it. Thought somehow it would evaporate or disappear, but no, it didn't. Saeed said he didn't feel anything, but when he looked like he felt something when the dart hit him. I thought I'd throw that. Minilock says to
Sawyer. Well, okay, did he? It was more maybe he's just like, I'm going to fall asleep now.
No, he kind of grabbed, like, ow, that hurts.
Okay.
Something bit me.
So little needles will still hurt him.
Yeah. But he does feel things. So stop lying, Saeed.
Mm-hmm.
Not believing you at all. Minilock says to son, I'll never make you do anything you don't want to do. Or no, I'll never make you do anything against your will.
Uh huh.
Just saying that he said that. Jin was working for Sun's dad, but not because he was getting married. Remember, in the original, he works for him. He works for him after he gets married to Sun.
Well, in order to marry her, he has to work for his father to have a good job. I guess to provide for his future wife.
I'm just wondering. Does Sun speak English in the Flash Sideways world?
No, she does not.
We've never heard her speak English.
And I think that makes sense because the reason why she did learn English is because she was going to run away from Jin. And because she was married to him. Well, they're not married, so there is no necessity to learn English. Remember, she also learned English. I forget his name now, but the gentleman that she had an affair with.
Lee, wasn't it? Lee?
I think so. And so without, you know, having an affair, feeling she needed to go to somebody else... you know, there was no need for that.
Okay. Why was Kimi upset when Omar smacked Jin's head in the door? He's going to shoot him anyway.
Well, he said attention to the details. Maybe he's just trying to train him. You know, if he's good at what he does, you probably can't leave behind DNA evidence or something like that. And he's just trying to make sure he keeps his game sharp.
All right. And now the stupid question.
Okay.
Everyone's saying the plane...
There's no such thing as stupid questions.
They keep saying that...
Stupid people.
Well, that's me. They keep saying the plane that no one that can fly the plane. People have been saying that the cockpit window is broken and stuff like that, so the plane's not going to be able to fly.
Duct tape, hello.
Can the plane float? I mean, we saw that on the crash on the Hudson, the plane was floating for a while.
But not for that long. I mean, not long enough to
leave the island. There's no way that plane's getting off in the air. There's no way it's taken off. What if they got a volleyball, put it on the wing, and got like a...
No, they need a porta potty.
Get a porta. Well, you got to get a porta potty too, and you get and it takes the, as a sail and it gets it past the waves and floats out there.
No. I mean, I think the planes, if they're landed safely on the water, have so much time that they are afloat, but they're not fully sustainable as a flotation device.
Okay, I remember an airport, the plane did sink under, one of the airport movies, spoiler alert, did sink under the water. I think it was Airport 77. Because if you, well, back then, if you saw George Kennedy getting on a plane or anywhere in an airport, don't get on a plane because he's in every one of the movies. But if the plane did sink, it was just below the surface of the water.
Uh-huh.
You could see it from the air. You could see the image.
Yeah, but
so,
no,
so now they, you don't have to watch Airport 77 because I just told you what happened.
But no, yeah, it's like if you remember that Sully Sullenberger, the whole thing, it floated for a little bit, but then eventually it sank.
Okay. And then a lot of people, we've got a lot of emails, a lot of twits, a lot of things going on. People have asked, did Kimi, when he was taping Jen up, did he say the word island? Or did you remember the island? So I contacted Bethany Shady from Geronimo Jack's Beard.
Uh-huh.
And this is what the line said.
Line cutter, is we have to call her?
Line cutter, yeah. This is what the script said. Hold still. Okay, I got to strap you in, because if you figure out what's about to happen to you, I can't have you freaking out.
Yeah, that's what I heard. So I don't know where people got island from.
It's when happened to you is when I think people are saying, because the way he's speaking, I went back and listened four or five times. I couldn't figure out what he was saying, but that's the words that were written in the script.
Okay.
So I think it's kind
of... So it's just probably one of those things where people thought it was something, but it ended up just
not being. We've had a lot of emails, and I didn't know.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, I don't know. Because we mess things. That's what happens. But that's the official script. That's the words that were written in the script.
But that still doesn't mean that they could have changed it there.
Yeah, they could have changed it and ad-libbed.
But that's what the script says.
That's what the script says. So as of now, we're going with what the script says.
All right.
But it doesn't mean we're right. And that's all I have.
That's all you have?
That's all I have.
All right. Well, Jack, what are you saving into next on Lost?
The TV show.
Here we go.
Next on Lost. Next on Lost. The TV show. Next on Lost. But maybe it's next week. Maybe it's in a couple days. Cause next on Lost.
And remember, this does contain spoilerish information.
You know, people ask on the forum string, what's your favorite Segway song? And it's Next on Lost. That's my favorite one.
You know my favorite one?
Which one?
Don't have one.
Oh, you're so kind.
You know,
to
I keep
me,
forgetting
Jack.
I have a Forum Spring. I keep forgetting to go to it.
Yeah, I haven't checked your form. Is it the formspring.com/crackpotjack?
Yeah.
I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, I keep forgetting about it.
Mine is Luke Vank.
Yeah, I've been wondering why people said, why do you hate God? And I go, why do I hate God? Where's this coming from? And you said it in the last podcast.
Oh.
Why do you hate God? And I went, you know, I just forget what we say. And I'm just like, why do I hate God? What did I say I hate God? I hate Jay, and he's no God.
All right, Jack. You ready?
Yes.
All right. This episode is a Desmond-centric episode.
Really?
So
I couldn't tell that from the previews with a Scottish bagpipes playing.
Are you back to the mic now?
Yeah, I was leaning over and getting something.
Yes, but it did have the bagpipes going.
I love bagpipes. So cool.
And this episode is titled Happily Ever After. Uh-oh, that does not sound good to me.
That doesn't sound good to me. Not on Lost.
Desmond wakes up to discover he's back on the island.
Oh, that would make me happy. That's what they say. What? That's a description?
Yeah, that's a description.
Happily Ever After and you're back on the island.
Well, we don't know the extent of everything, but...
Could Penny be with him?
Some big guest stars on this episode. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
Dominic Monaghan.
Whoa!
As Charlie.
Cool beans.
Jeremy Davies guest stars as Daniel Faraday.
Oh, get out. Is he still bleeding?
Yeah, they're saying here that Henry and Cuse is guest starring, but I thought he was a...
Well, he must be guest starring. He's only been in two episodes. Oh, that's my spoiler alert for the contest.
But let's go through the rest here. Charlie Widmore is going to be here. Alan Dale. Fionnuala Flanagan as Eloise Hawkins.
Ooh.
Sonia Walker as Penelope Penny Widmore.
Oh. There goes your... there's a question right there.
Fisher Stevens as George Minkowski.
Really?
Remember him?
Yeah, I remember
him. He was there for like 5 seconds.
Johnny Five.
Yeah, and we're like, oh, Fisher Stevens, love him. And yeah. He was there for like 2 minutes.
And he gets shot. Well, not shot. His head explodes.
Well, no, he needed a constant, but he didn't have one.
He didn't have one. Poor guy. You know. Well, now maybe
he's
has
on
one.
A carousel. And not carousel. He's on a Ferris wheel.
Ferris wheel. Now, a lot of people said that when in the Sawyer's episode when he's with Charlotte, when you look out the window, there's a Ferris wheel
mm-hmm.
when he's at the thing.
Yeah.
Just throwing the people are just saying.
Sheila Kelly is Zoe. Fred Kohler as Seamus.
Zoe's not dead yet?
No, not yet.
Okay.
Karen Butler is Doctor. Ben Kane is MRI Tech. Grizzle Toledo as Nurse Tyra. Sandra Oakley as Lawyer. Haley Williams as Assistant.
I want to be an assistant.
Jonathan Arthur as Simmons. Gerard Elmore. This is a great actor's character name. Clipboard Guy. Hannah Bell as Nurse, Christopher McGann as Techie Number One.
So are we
and
gonna be
Steve Boatwright Goon Number One?
Are we going to be in a hospital?
I think so.
Is it Sun going to the hospital because she was bleeding last we saw?
That's a good question. That is a very good question.
Now is Penny gonna? Because
also, I think remember last time I think Desmond he was shot right, and he was in the hospital.
That's true. Is this going to be a crossover episode? Because you know, in the other. You know, Penny's a doctor in another TV show.
That would be fun, right?
Any chance for that?
I want you to tell me when don't sleep with Lloyd. So, yeah, it looks to be a great episode. A lot of good characters are going to be on this episode. And I'm excited. Desmond episodes rarely disappoint. So
right.
Should be a good one. All right, Jack, you ready to get into some listener feedback?
Yes, sir.
All right, here we go. Jack, you know what could be a great advertising opportunity for a company or a website or maybe even a podcast out there that wants to reach a bunch of new listeners or viewers or customers?
Nope.
Us, Jay and Jack.
Really?
Yes.
You think so?
With over 60,000 listeners an episode of The Lost Podcast.
Hey, you told me it was like 6 listeners.
I'm trying to keep your ego low so you don't try and...
Okay.
Because we have to renegotiate your contract soon here, so...
Well, I'm renegotiating before the final episode of Lost.
With over 60,
if they can get $1 million per commercial,
with over 60,000 listeners per episode, The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack is a great way to reach a new audience. So email us today at lostpodcast@gmail.com for more information. That's lostpodcast@gmail.com for more information.
Listener feedback.
All right, it's listener feedback time. Got a lot of emails and calls to get into. So, Jack, what do you say we start with the emails?
I say we do it.
All right, go.
This one's entitled Widmore from Barbara.
This one's going to be about Desmond?
It is. I don't think we know what Widmore is like in this timeline. He mm-hmm. came to the island from the timeline where Jack and Locke are happy and Kimi isn't one of his employees. Widmore could be a hero in the new timeline.
Oh, so she's saying the Widmore we're seeing now is the Flash sideways Widmore?
Yeah, that he's a gentler, kinder Widmore. I'm going to say right now, Widmore...
Is the same old Widmore from the old timeline?
He has not changed. He's a bad guy. He's just...
That'd be a cool twist, though.
It'd be a cool twist, but we already have too many twists going on right now.
Yeah, I think this Widmore is from the old timeline. I think there isn't any crossing over yet, but I do think whatever they're planning with Desmond, that is when the crossover stuff might happen.
If he's such a great guy, why would he have to force... Desmond to be in the...
Because he was a jerk to Desmond for all those
years. Well, I'm just saying, if he's a nice guy, he wouldn't be that way. Unless, of course, Desmond wasn't the package, but he did say, go get the package, Zoe.
Yeah.
So we'll find out.
This one is titled Aaron and Ji-Yun. Yo, guys, well, I think it's way too easy to assume that Desmond is the package. That is not how Lost works. My belief is that it is Aaron and or Ji-Yun. We know that they are special and connected to the island. Aaron being born there, and Ji-Yun conceived. This will be the game changer. Also, the further we go along, Locke is losing his power. He needs to get off the island soon, and he knows it. We have noticed he can no longer change into Smokey when he wants to, and is becoming more vulnerable. Later, Captain Obvious from Buffalo. I don't think he's can't change into Smokey when he wants to. I think he can still do that. It's just he can't be Smokey and... leave the island because it kind of defeats the purpose of him leaving the island.
Well, he said that to Sawyer. He couldn't.
Yeah.
But I, you know, going back to being Goober, being in the, would you need two locks to keep Goober locked up?
Have you seen that kid?
Well, if Goober wants a drink, we know that, you know, he wants a juice box.
He gets lost like that.
So I guess you would need two locks, though. Mikkel. This one's entitled Mikkel.
Okay.
From Colin.
Okay.
So I think it's pretty obvious that Mikkel, we knew in the past season, lost his eye because when he got shot in the Flash sideways, his eye, it carried over to the island, which poses the question, do only the people who come to the island have sideways selves, or does every single living person in the world have a sideways self?
I think it would, the way it seems to be going is every single person in the world has a sideways self.
I would agree with that, but I thought that Mikkel was dead. But again, it's Mikkel, and you never know.
Yeah,
Mikkel, you never know if he's dead or not.
Mikkel. Well, it seems the people that are being killed right now in the sideways were already dead in the future on the original timeline.
Right.
So, we haven't seen someone who's alive on both be killed in one or the other yet.
Not that I recall.
So, all right, this one is titled "The Package." This episode was good, but not as exciting as Abiterno. I don't believe that Sun has amnesia. If I recall, Sun understood English but never spoke it until she arrived on the island. It should be possible that she is not. It could be possible she's not suffering from amnesia now that she is dying or is dead in her flash sideways. Her experience on the island never happened, and therefore she never began to speak English. I believe that Widmore captures Jin because Jin knows where the pockets of electric magnets are located on the island, and this is what they're going to use to kill Man in Black. I guess this is how we see the other island where Man in Black is on, underwater. Now that I'm thinking about it, it could have been an explosion of the Swan Station that allowed Man in Black to take over Locke's body, and possibly this is how they're going to get him out of the body in order to kill him. Your thoughts?
I think that could be it.
I
definitely think that's why they captured Jin.
It's not amnesia.
No. It's not Sun.
It's just, and she did speak it before she arrived to the island, just not but anybody besides her mister.
I still think Man in Black did something.
What do you call an adulterer, but that's the guy? Because girl is the mistress. What do you call the?
Adulterer.
Okay. I don't know if there's like another type of name, like mistress.
You call him Tiger Woods.
You call him Woods?
Woods. Yeah.
Okay. And but Widmore, yeah, I mean, I guess I could see using Jin, but I think he's trying for the electromagnetics, and I think we have some calls about this too, to stimulate Desmond's abilities.
That's right. That's one reason to bring him back to the island.
Yeah.
What else would what else has Desmond done on the island?
Crash a plane.
Brother. He pushed a button for 3 years.
So, yeah. I think his main talents is his flash ability.
He has plenty of that juice that he's been pumping into himself because he had that, for 3 years he put whatever that stuff was he was pumping, shooting into his veins.
Mm-hmm.
Did we ever find out what that was for?
No.
Did we ever get an answer for that?
No, we didn't.
Will we ever get an answer for that?
No, I don't think
so. I think it's one of those things. We're supposed to assume it was for the infection or something like that.
Yeah, to prevent the sickness.
The sickness.
So, and I think we kind of got the answer what the sickness was is whatever this thing is that has Saeed and whatever happened to Rousseau's crew.
And we've also been getting a lot of emails from people thinking that Sun is now infected with the darkness that Saeed had.
Could be, because we don't know what Locke did when she passed out, because it's just kind of like he was there. Hit her head, then we came back to it, and he was gone. So what did he do?
But he did promise Jin that he would bring Sun back. Well, I don't understand why he didn't.
He did because she has to do it of her own will.
Right, own free will.
Exactly. Well, so carrying her there isn't doing it of her own free will.
Other people saying he can't do it because he can't break the rules. Well, if he's a bad guy, bad guys break rules. Why couldn't he just break the rules? Are there rules that even bad guys can't break?
Yeah, there's... For even I guess bad guys or people who commit crimes, there's usually some, unless you know you're like the Joker or something, there's usually some sort of code that most people follow.
True.
Even if there are like a bad code. But yeah. All right, Jack, do you want to get into the first set of calls?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Jay, Jack, first time listener, long time caller. This is my crazy theory. I believe there is a third entity that we have yet to meet. You've got the Man in Black. He represents badness. You've got Jacob, who does not necessarily represent good. I think he was hired by the third entity to try and keep the Man in Black trapped on the island. So he was hired by that third entity, and who that third entity is, we don't know, but my guess right now is that it is maybe the island itself. I don't know if it represents good. I don't know exactly what it represents. I think that the boy, the blonde kid that had blood on his hands and then not blood on his hands, that Locke slash Man in Black and Sawyer saw, I think that was a manifestation of the third entity. And I also think that Kristen Shepherd, whenever we've seen him, is a manifestation of the third entity that we have yet to have revealed. Also, Sun's inability to speak English in this episode, I think, has to do with timeline bleed over, just like Jack couldn't remember his having his appendix out and things like that. I think in this, they showed in the alternate timeline she doesn't speak English, and so when she can't speak English back on the island, it's because we're starting to see more and more bleed over of the two timelines that will eventually meld. Those are my, I said one theory, but that's two crazy theories, and I'm sliding right off of them. Yeah, you guys are great. Talk to you later. Bye.
Hey, guys. Wes from Austin here. I love the show. Just had one theory real quick about Smokey. I think Smokey's from the Flash Sideways timeline. I think that's the home that he wants to get back to. And I think because he's from that other timeline, if he gets near people from this timeline, there's adverse effects, like strange things happen. Just like in the one film with Pierre Chang where the two bunnies couldn't get too close together because they're the same bunny from different timelines. The Man in Black can't get close to people. And he got close to Sun, and she suddenly started having the same effect that she has in her Flash Sideways, which is that she can't speak English. So in her Flash Sideways timeline, she can't speak English. And because Smokey touched her or got near her when she passed out running into the tree, then she also now cannot speak English. Let's see what you guys think. I thought it was kind of an interesting theory. I also think that the alternate timeline leads to the end of the world, and that is why, I think of the alternate timeline, Smokey's out there in the world free, and he's doing something that's going to kill everyone, and that's why that timeline cannot exist, and they're going to have to correct it somehow. All right, thanks, guys. Keep it up. Later.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Michael from New Jersey, Ren Mike on Twitter. I just had a Man in Black theory I wanted to throw out there. I think Man in Black, his original form is actually how we see Jacob now, that Jacob took his body. So when fake Locke saw the little kid with the bloody hands in the jungle, that was actually a young Man in Black, and that the blood was from murdering his father, who was, I don't know, doing something bad to his mother, which, you know, follows with daddy issues, and in turn drove his mother crazy because he stated that he had a crazy mother. So that is my crazy Man in Black theory. All right, take care.
All right, thank you for those calls.
Yeah, I could go with that.
Yeah, I mean, it could make sense, and you know, I wonder. Here's a new question: we got Alpert's backstory. Will we get Man in Black's backstory?
Well, I think we need both Jacob and Man in Black's backstory.
Yeah,
we'll
be like in one episode, maybe.
Well, of course, it could be one episode because they're one and the same. So you just have to have one episode, right? You would need two episodes. Well, how many episodes we have left?
Be a sad little boy.
We have six morning. Episodes left, and
six.
The final.
I think like six total.
Six total? Not that was six and the final.
Maybe.
Well, whatever it is, so, we're running out of time.
Yeah.
So if the backstory is going to come, it's got to come quick because we're running out of time. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I can go with that.
Okay.
No, I would be nice to get their backstory, but I don't want to, if we're going to get a Russo-type backstory,
mm-hmm.
I don't want that.
Yeah.
I don't want to feel cheated. I want a Richard-type backstory.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I got to say about that. And then Wes, kind of like, Smokey is trying to get to the Flash Sideways timeline. And that's why, what do you think? That's why we're seeing the Flash Sideways timeline? Because Smokey, that's where he wants to get back to?
Possibly. I mean, that's a good idea, a good theory of what it could possibly be, yeah.
I mean, I can't fault it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had the first call. I didn't get the name.
No, did not give the name.
Let's just call him My Crazy Theory.
Okay.
That's what he said. Well, he's saying the third entity. So maybe he said the island. I think the island is the scale.
Because you've always said, Jack.
Yes.
that the island is not important. It's just an island. It's just a big rock sitting in the water.
Obviously, you didn't listen to one of the later podcasts where it was a Sawyer episode where I said, or where Sawyer actually met Men in Lock. I said, I've changed my mind that the island is important.
Mm-hmm.
That the island just isn't a pile of dirt.
I'm just making sure everyone knows that you did waffle on
originally,
this issue.
Originally, I was told that the island is just a pile of dirt.
Waffler!
I'm a waffler. When evidence is pointed in the correct direction, I follow it. I don't just sit there and go...
Oh, so you're a follower?
I don't just go, no, 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 no. Oh, wait. You know, that evidence looks like it's pointing in the right direction. I guess. I have to go... You know, if I'm wrong, I admit it. I'm not Jay.
Uh-huh.
So maybe the island is the scale for good and bad.
I like that. I like this, like, it is the scale. And I guess once Jacob was gone, the scale just tipped too far on the one side and it sunk under with the water.
Could be. But it's funny how some people, we're getting emails, people saying, this episode definitely proved that Jacob is the good guy. And then we get people, other people say, this episode definitely proved that Men in Lock is the good guy. I'm like going.
I don't think it definitely said Jacob's a good guy, but I think this one did sully Man in Black's, Man in Lock's case when it's just his little conversation with Claire that seemed really dirty to me.
That, but there was other conversations where he's, you know, hey, your own free will.
That's what I'm saying. It's he's got kind of a dual personality going on right now. All right, Jack.
A dual personality.
You ready for the next episode?
Hold on a second. Did you just say he has a dual personality going on?
That's what I said, but I'm not going to say anything more.
Did you just say Men in Lock has a dual
personality? All I'm saying. Let's go to the next set of calls.
That's all I've been saying for about four months now.
No. You say Jacob and Men in Lock are the same person.
They have a dual personality.
That's not what I'm saying.
Yeah, we'll see.
All right, let's go to the next set of calls here.
Hey, Jane Jack, this is Justin from Texas, and I had a theory on what Desmond's purpose on the island is. Hawking told him, and Widmore bring him back so that he could somehow transport him to the alternate universe and somehow stop Men in Black. That's my theory, and I'm not going to rip off Jack's trademark line. I'm sticking to it.
Hi, Jay and Jack. This is Ryan from Gilbert, Arizona. And here's what I'm thinking. So Widmore and his crew, especially Tina Fey, that she is trying to find the pockets of electromagnetic energy that she has mapped, or that Jin mapped out. And I'm thinking that Widmore is trying to use those to trap the smoke monster on the island, inside one of those pockets, or maybe in between these pockets of electromagnetic energy. And as long as they exist, then the smoke monster will be stuck there, therefore no longer having the need of someone to protect the island or all these people on the island, and then we won't have to worry about Men in Lock killing all these people or Jacob bringing people to the island to get killed, and we're going to find out that Men in Lock is actually a good person like he's been saying. Maybe he's kind of a jerk, but that doesn't mean he's not on Jacob's side. And so that's what I think, is that we're going to find out that Widmore is trying to stop Men in Lock, and he's been a good guy the entire time. That's why he told Ben, you don't know what kind of mistake you're making, when you kicked him off the island. And that's my theory, and I'm sticking to it. Thanks for the great show. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack. It's Don in Baltimore, and I'm just sitting here in my office rewatching some of the Lost episodes on Hulu, and I was watching one of the enhanced versions. In fact, I was watching Enhanced for Dr. Linus. And right across the bottom of the screen, all the mysteries are solved. It says, this is not a flashback or a flash forward. It is a flash sideways. It presents what would have happened if Oceanic Flight 815 didn't crash on the island, but instead landed in Los Angeles. So, the mystery of Lost is solved. All you have to do is watch the enhanced version. Have a good day.
All right, thank you for those calls.
Yeah, I kind of gave up on that when I go back to when they said LAX premiered in season 5.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm not throwing anyone under the bus.
Though, watching those sometimes tough because they go like, this is Kate. She's on the run. You know, it's just like, okay, I get it.
Yeah, I don't know.
But I don't think it still doesn't really explain how this flash sideways are supposed to be interpreted within the show itself.
Now, I don't think we'll get that till the end, and we may have to...
I think we're going to get it soon. I don't think we're going to get the end. I think we're going to get it soon.
When do you think we'll get it?
I'm going to say the next 3 episodes.
Next 3 episodes.
Final answer.
Final answer? I'm going to say the next four.
Okay.
I'm going to say the next two.
Would it be like the jerk on Price is Right that does the $1 more?
Oh, that's what I do. Why wouldn't you do that?
But it's always funny, like when someone says $1,000 and the person's like $1,001 and the other guy's just like, oh, I hate you, I'm gonna kill you. But anyway, I'm sorry.
Or the people keep bidding higher and higher and the other guy goes, $1.
Yeah.
And he always wins.
Yeah.
The people are stupid. Ryan. So he's saying Widmore is gonna turn out to be the good guy?
He says he's been the good guy all along.
You know, he could be. You know, Ben has said he was the good guy, but you know, even in this last episode, you see Ben doing a good thing with Sun, but then he's being edgy and kind of, you know, irritating to Alana. Like we mentioned, here's a guy that's just not well. I mean,
he might be a good guy, maybe he's just irritating in general.
He could be.
Like somebody I know.
But Widmore, if the whole idea is to keep Smokey on the island, but the island is so important.
Mm-hmm.
But Jacob's goal is to get Smokey to believe that being good is the way to go. And he's just not buying it. He's just not buying into it. You see what I'm trying to say?
Mm-hmm.
The island is so important. Wouldn't it be just take him to another island somewhere? Just take him somewhere else that can contain him?
Well, I think the whatever mystical properties of the island is what contains him there.
Yeah, cause it just seems like the island would be such a great place to visit without that guy floating around killing people.
But it's not. That's the whole point. The island is the cork.
I get that.
So I don't think it's just take him to some other island and make it like the island, you know?
I'm just saying in a perfect world. But I still think Men in Lock is going to prove out to be the good. At this point, we got Ben, who says he's a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
But we've seen Ben. Would you say he's a good guy?
But see, as I don't like saying he's a good guy, he's a bad guy, because on the show, it's never black and white.
Well, that's what I'm saying about Men in Lock. Is he a bad, in your
There's
opinion?
There's Men in Lock now?
No, Man in Black. I'm sorry. Is he a good guy or a bad guy?
I don't know yet. The jury's out, but I'm leaning towards a bad guy.
Widmore, good guy, bad guy?
Leaning towards self-centered guy.
So is that bad or good?
Depends if you like self-centered people.
All right, so I'm leaning towards he's being a bad guy.
Okay.
But like Ryan said, he could turn out to be a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
It's just with six, seven episodes left, we still don't know. It's crazy. And then Justin, Desmond's job is to eliminate Men in Black.
Mm-hmm.
That's his theory, and he's sticking to it. What do you think? That's what Desmond's importance is.
Yeah, I mean, I think whatever they're using Desmond for, it's definitely to combat Man in Black, because that's what Widmore has positioned himself on the side of stopping Man in Black.
You don't have
leaving.
To stop Man in Black. You have to stop Smokey. Man in Black doesn't do anything.
It's the same guy. He said he's Smokey.
I understand that, but he's never done. Only thing he's done violent
is kill people as a Smoke entity.
As Man in Black is.
But see, he's the same
Richard
guy. You can't just say.
And then Jacob, the one thing we've seen Jacob do is beat up Richard.
Okay, no, but see, you can't on one hand say Jacob and are the same person and then say that the Smoke Monster and Man in Black are two different people. They're the same guy. He said it on the show that he's the same thing. He is the Smoke Monster.
Like Jekyll and Hyde. I only do things, you know, when I'm in my bad mode.
But you're not making sense. So now you're saying there's three different entities?
I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying Man in Black. You don't have to worry about Man in Black himself. It's when he turns into Smokey is when you have to worry.
But he is Smokey.
I get that, but we've never seen him do anything bad when he's just walking around as John Locke.
He's hit a girl.
He was trying to calm her down.
He's beaten up people.
In Mad Men, he could do that.
This isn't Mad Men. This is the 2000s.
The 2000s. Oh.
All right, Jeff.
Life was so much simpler in the older days.
You ready for the next set of calls? Yes. Here we go.
Hi, Jay and Jack. This is Margaret from New York. I had a bit of a theory that everybody seems to be ending up at the hospital. You have Sun, who's just shot. She's en route to the hospital. You have Saeed's brother in the hospital. You have Jack, who works in the hospital. And Claire was in the hospital. I don't know if she, whatever. I don't know what's going to happen with her, but she may have an appointment. anyway, it just seems like they're kind of descending and kind of coming together on that flash sideways. So that's a little theory that they might be all meeting in the hospital. Okay, take care. Bye-bye. Love the show.
Hey, Jane Jack, on the show, I was thinking about the whole thing about the map that Jen signed, and I seem to recall in the opening scene from Life and Death of Jeremy Bentham, we see Caesar rummaging through files over in the Hydra office. One of the sheets of paper has all these circles and lines going across it with stuff like imaginary space, imaginary time, real space, real time, stuff like that all over it. And I also, and I think that it's been identified as Faraday's. Now, and also online, when that first was shown, I remember seeing somebody point out that those markings are remarkably similar to some of the markings on Rudzinski's blast door map from the Swan. So those circles probably on that sheet probably have to do with these pockets of electromagnetic energy. And so they are definitely related to this, these different types of space and time, if this is correct. And that's, I have a feeling that that map is going to be coming to play and involve, and the whole plan involves bringing Desmond to some of these pockets throughout the island. That's all. This is Eric from Hillsborough, North Carolina. Thanks. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Matt from Temple, Texas. First time, long time. I listened to the podcast, and I thought of one thing during the show that really didn't get mentioned, and we've had this whole theory going around is Kate, you know, one of the candidates. And if you go back to the scene with Claire and Man and Locke, Claire actually asks him the question, is, she says, am I one of those candidates? And he says, no. And he says, well, she says, well, what about Kate? And he says, not anymore. Her name was not on the wall anymore, kind of like it was scratched off or erased off. So was she a candidate at one point, or was she never a candidate at all? It sounds like she was a candidate at one point in time, and so what happened where she's not a candidate anymore? I wonder if this is just the writers trying to cover their butt, or if we're ever going to find out why Kate's not a candidate anymore. Just throwing that out there. Love the show. Bye.
All right, thank you for those calls.
So what's the deal with Kate? I interpreted that he was just that she was scratched off for some reason.
Yeah, and so now it's going to become, what before it was like, what did Kate do? Then it was what Kate does.
Now what Kate did and does to get scratched off.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you think she was scratched off because she did something?
Because remember, Jacob told her not to steal anymore.
Right.
And she did, so. Scratch, you're off.
Was she crossed off or scratched off? Or was, here, was Men in Lock just lying?
Well, is we saw it on the lighthouse.
Right, I know we saw it.
And it was Austin, and I believe, I mean, we don't have a definitive answer, so.
But was Men in Lock lying to Claire?
He could very well be. He could very well lie.
I don't know. Would he lie? Well, everyone on this island has lied, so.
It's a big lie fest.
Of course, I can't say if Jacob has lied. I don't think I've ever caught Jacob in a lie. Just throwing it out there.
We'll have to see.
And the last call.
Yeah, the blast door map, and the map that Zoe, aka Tina Fey, had.
So
maybe there's some more information there as part of like the electromagnetic pockets and stuff like that.
Well, why don't they just go to the blast? Well, they can't. It's not there.
It's blown up.
My bad. I guess they can't piece it together like a puzzle. Forgot about that.
They don't have enough time. There's only 6 episodes left.
Break some crazy glue and just kind of put together. Oh, this isn't the piece that goes there. That map was, I thought that was going to be some big important thing.
Well, it was for that season in season 2.
No, I know. It just kind of just was forgotten. You think they'd make a copy of it or something?
Oh, there's so many of those things online. Haven't you looked at those?
No, not me.
Well, I remember Locke, he drew a little map on a Bible or something like that.
Locke, he's a loser.
I remember he threw it up the tube, the pneumatic tube.
Oh, that's right. And it landed in that pile of stuff from all
and
the Dharma.
The notebooks.
The notebooks.
Just a pile of notebooks.
Whatever happened to the notebooks?
Well, they haven't gone back to them.
Well, it's rained. It's been there's been bad weather on the island.
Well, they're in the little tubes, right, or whatever.
Will they ever come back to the notebooks?
No,
I forgot all about the notebooks.
They will not go back to the notebooks.
Well, thanks for ruining it for everybody.
I know. That's how.
And Margaret brings up a good point. It all seems like they're ending up at the hospital.
Yeah, so I guess there might be some kind of big convergence there.
Would Juliet possibly be at this hospital?
I think so. She is a doctor.
Well, is she a doctor?
Doctor?
Is she a doctor in the Flash Sideways world?
We don't know yet.
Because Sawyer is not a con man. But he's a cop.
I will say this. It's a good opportunity to bring her into the Flash Sideways.
Is she working at Starbucks?
We don't know. We'll have to see.
Well, I'm just pointing. You don't know for a fact that she's a doctor. You said she's a doctor. We don't know she's a doctor.
Well, that's fine. I'm just saying it's a good opportunity to bring her in. Because Jack's still a doctor. So we could see. I think that'd be a good way to bring her in. All right, Jack, you ready for the last set of calls?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Hi, guys. This is Danny in Portland. I'm a longtime listener. It's my first time calling in, and I had to call in because of Jack's crackpot or theory this was on the Wednesday podcast, because I absolutely think that he's right. Both you guys kind of poo-pooed it, but it was something I was thinking right after the show as well, and I was so psyched when I heard Jack say it. Because Man in Lock's got to have the candidates alive, and he's got to get all of them off the island. I think that's the only way he can free. And if any of the candidates die, then I think that's who replaces Jacob. It's kind of like Man in Lock had to take over Lock's body, rather, after he was killed. It's the same way with Jacob. So as soon as one of those candidates dies, I think Man in Lock is screwed again and has to start all over, which is why he had that panicked expression when he saw them all sprawled out on the ground. So I think what's going to happen is the good guys are going to have to kill one of the candidates to replace Jacob, and that's going to create that moral quandary. So So I just have to give it to Jack that I think he may be right on this one. At least I'm sticking with that crackpot theory for now. Thanks a lot, you guys. Bye.
Hi, Jay and Jack. This is Carl from Minneapolis, Minnesota. I think Charles brought Desmond back to the island because he needs Desmond to start flashing to the Sideways timeline. And I think Zoe was asking Jin where the locations were of the electromagnetic pockets of energy because Desmond needs to be taken to one of those pockets in order to make him start flashing. I think we've already seen the other side of one of these flashes in the season premiere episode LAX, when Desmond appeared on and then seemed to mysteriously vanish from Oceanic Airlines Flight 815 midair. And why does Charles need Desmond to start flashing to the Sideways timeline? My best guess is contact with the candidates, like he did with Jack in the season premiere. Anyway, that's my theory, and I'm sticking to it better than Desmond sticks to the space-time continuum.
Hey, Jane, Jack, it's Andy from San Diego. You know what I thought was really interesting about the package episode was that Sun couldn't speak English when she was on the island or off. If you watch the episode, she clearly didn't learn English in her alternate life. She didn't need to because she wasn't planning on, leaving Jin, ditching him. But I just thought that was pretty interesting. I'm sure it means nothing or everything. Who knows? So, talk to you later. Bye.
All right. Thank you for those calls.
It's lost. It has to mean something.
It was kind of interesting. It's probably maybe the first time where the Sideways reality we don't know for sure, could possibly have surfaced in the original timeline. Because before, it seems like the stuff from the original timeline was kind of going back to people on the Flash Sideways.
Well,
so that'd be kind of interesting if that was true.
Well, Kate kind of recognized Jack, it's kind of seemed. There's been things where they've kind of...
Well, yeah, or where Jack noticed his appendix scar. You know?
Right. So there have been times. But what do you make of all this? You know, again, in this episode, Sun looks at herself in the mirror. And we're getting a lot of emails from people. What does this mean? What do you think it means?
It's a lot, because we had a lot of theories about that during our Autism Speaks podcast. And it seems like maybe, the whole going through the looking glass.
Right. I would say that's what it is. And then Carl, Desmond is... Charles brought him there to start in the Flash, to go in the Flash Sideways world. We kind of saw, we kind of saw it in LAX, where he's there next to Jack on the plane, and then all of a sudden we don't see him again. Was he there? Was he not there? Is that what's happening? He needs him to flash and go in the Flash Sideways world?
I think that's a good possibility, but it's not confirmed yet. But I think we will get confirmation on this idea in the next two episodes.
Next two episodes.
Two episodes is what I said.
Well, you're calling your shots today.
I'm calling my shots. Wow. Feeling lucky.
Wow, that's great. And then Danny said I should have stuck a bit more confident with my crackpot theory. That he does, Jacob is bringing the candidates there to die. That he needs the candidates to get off the island. And there's going to be some moral thing. Oh, we have to kill one of the candidates for them to take over Jacob. What's going to happen with that? What's going to happen? What's the deal?
I'm sorry, Jack. What were you saying?
I know you're not paying. You're goofing around.
No. Yeah, I think that would be an interesting take. And I think she made your theory a lot better than it was. I think that was, like, in my opinion, your worst theory ever.
But, you know, it could be a theory that it could happen. The more I thought about it afterwards, I said, you know what? That could be what happens. It just seems... And I start thinking afterwards. I go, what happens... Okay, we run out of candidates. Is that why the island sinks? Because we ran out of candidates? There's no one to replace Jacob.
Yep, and then the...
And so then the island just loses its... There's nothing there to protect the island, so the island sinks. Because there's no candidates, so all the... So is Hurley going to die? Is Jack going to die? Is Sun even a candidate? Is Jin going to die?
It's possible.
Is Saeed... Who knows with Saeed? I don't know if I'd leave him in charge of the island.
No, I wouldn't. But,
so is that why the island sank? Is because all the... There's 360 names on that list, right? Or 303 names on the list.
Yeah.
Do we ever confirm how many candidates there were over time?
We don't know.
Because there's been candidates for... We don't know how long it's been going on either.
Yeah, exactly. And I think, you know, maybe like once they go through all those numbers, maybe they refill them with new people. Possibly.
But if Jacob is dead... Is he the one in charge of bringing the can in charge of?
Well, he's dead, but he's still at least being able to commune with Hurley.
But if Hurley dies,
true, that's very true.
Maybe that's why the island sank. Maybe that's why the island disappeared.
It's very possible
because they ran out of candidates.
Yep.
So we just found out that Hurley's. How are you guys going to feel when Hurley dies? Get your tissues ready.
All right, Jack.
Well, do you think Hurley would choose? Maybe they have to choose to be a candidate. Maybe they have to choose the job too. Maybe they someone goes. He comes up to him and says, you know, dude, we want you to be in charge of the island. No, dude, no. I don't be in charge of this. I want off the island.
Well, I think the way Jacob has worked, you have to choose
I'm saying.
So, yes.
I would say right now, Jack seems to be the one most likely to choose to stay on the island.
Yeah, I agree. Well, I agree. All right, Jack, are you ready for the listener theory of the week?
I am ready.
All right, here we go.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is Scott out of Spokane. I'm just listening to your Tuesday podcast and listening to Jay or Jack's theory of the week, and I'm just not so convinced. And it got me thinking maybe Man and Locke is being so friendly and trying to help all these candidates out because he wants their good, you know, he wants them to like him. So when they do take over and become the leader, they will let him leave. Because he was always begging Jacob, please just let me leave. And Jacob would never let him do it. So if he gets on Jack's good side, Jack would be like, all right, I'll let you leave. So that's why I think he's being so nice. And he's kind of using them, you know, pulling another con, just like everyone else on the island. So that's my theory. Just wondering what you guys think. Talk to you later. Bye.
I could go with that.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't see Jack being a nice guy. It's right now it'd be Saeed. Saeed doesn't feel anything. Yeah, go ahead, go. I don't care. Wouldn't that be what Saeed would say?
Yeah, but maybe Jack. I mean, if you know, if Man in Black is the long con, man.
But don't you have to, if he's truly a bad guy, and that if he's released from the island and he's going to wreak havoc on the world, who's going to let him go? Who's going to say, Sawyer going to say, well, maybe Sawyer say, hey, I don't care, get me off this island. I don't care what happens.
Uh-huh.
I can see that happening.
Yeah.
But Sawyer does have a heart deep down. Jack, I don't see Jack letting him off the island. Hurley, he's too good of a guy to see. I don't think he would let evil off the island. Do you? Maybe Jin, because he got reunited with Sun and he gets to go see his baby. I go see my daughter for the first time ever. The only way you're going to see her is if I get off the island. I would take the chance. Wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would. I mean...
You've never seen your daughter before?
Yeah. But see, it's weird to then see how the sideways are going to come into play because his daughter is not existent yet.
Yeah. And a lot of people, a lot of people were pointing out, if she was truly pregnant, why was she drinking?
Yeah, exactly. Why was she drinking the champagne?
But did we see her actually drink the champagne?
No, we didn't.
Was her glass full?
And her both glasses looked relatively full.
So we don't know if she actually drank the champagne.
Yeah. Or it might have been non-alcoholic champagne, too. I mean, they have stuff like that.
Well, that's a stretch.
It could have been.
That's a stretch there. I don't like champagne, so I wouldn't have drank it anyway.
Maybe they want to make mimosas. You never know.
All right. And what did the person win?
They won a copy of The Gospel According to Lost by Chris Say.
So send your address saying, hey, I won. I had the listener theory of the week, even though I went against what Jack said. I don't know how that managed to get in there.
I don't know either.
But, you know, I welcome people who have opposing views. I don't just have this view that I'm right and have to only be right. I don't mind people that go, hey, once in a while, you're wrong, Jack.
Mm-hmm.
Except when they send it in an email form, because I'll just go delete them.
All right, Jack.
Contest update.
Contest updates. You said we had one, right?
We had one. Desmond was in this episode.
All right. So it's two?
We're up to two for Desmond. And that's if you are one of the top three, you're going to win the Chris Say book, The Gospel According to Loss, or Head First Algebra by Tracy Pallone and Dan Pallone.
So I think the maximum now is what? Eight episodes total?
Yeah. So if you said eight, if you said,
so we said nine.
You said nine.
You lost that question.
Sorry. Well, there's no guarantee he's going to be in every episode, so.
Well, I'm saying, yeah.
I'd say right as of now, if you said four or five, you got a good shot.
Mm-hmm.
If you said zero, you lose. If you said like 16, you lose.
Eight and one. Jack, you ready to close the show?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. All right, guys, that is our show for this Friday.
Yay.
If you'd like to give us a call, you can give us a call at 206-309-0311.
Call anytime.
Once again, it's 206-309-0311. Call anytime
with your lost questions, comments, and or theories.
Also, follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/...
I don't know.
Jane Jack.
Oh, Jane Jack, I'm sorry.
Really?
I wasn't listening to you.
Really?
I wasn't listening.
Twitter.com/JayandJack.
In fact, I'm sure everyone out there said, I don't know, I wasn't listening either.
Also, you can email us to Lost.
Or you can follow me on Crackpot, Jack, where I'll actually answer you.
And you can follow me on Twitter at Luke Vank. And you can ask me questions on FormSpring at Luke Vank as well. LukeVenk.
You can follow me on FormSpring and ask me questions on Crackpot, Jack. It's not a contest.
It's always a competition with
it's
you, isn't
a,
it?
It's not a contest. I'll explain to you why I'm good and Jay is evil. In fact, right now, Jay's wearing a black shirt.
I am.
That makes him evil. I'm wearing a green one. What does that make? Kind of just, I'm in between?
Yeah.
What is green? Just kind of happy.
Geniuses pick green, from what I hear.
There you go.
Let's see. We have some more people to thank. Chip Mims from the Autism Speaks 30-hour podcast. Chip Mims not only donated $500, but also donated a good amount of beer.
Yes.
That we're still drinking. And it was good beer, too.
It was very good beer. It helped during the gym.
It helped during the gym.
Well, we had a Jimmy. Anyone that wasn't there, we had a Jimmy. Jimmy Aquino. And every time he gave a Jimmy, we had to take a
drink. I don't know what a Jimmy is, so we don't give people the wrong idea. It's when Jimmy name drops. It's kind of an old joke, and it's kind of a fun.
And Jimmy's a great
show guy,
and he was laughing along with us. So yeah, it was a lot of fun.
The Media Junkyard crew... for not only raising over $1,500 from their Box Office Blitz trivia segment, but also Chris Kolk, one of the hosts of Media Junkyard, got the company works for, I think, Lenith Media, to also donate a sum of $1,000 on behalf of Chris Kolk, Kolky as I like to call him. And so now their grand total was over $2,500.
Yeah, amazing. Which is, great work, guys.
Yeah, which was great. And have that giant check?
Yeah, it's right here.
We're taking that to the bank, right?
Yeah, we're taking it to the bank. Actually, we're going to put it in our studio when we remodel the studio.
Yes, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Because now we've got Jay the Hoarder stuff all out. Now your stuff has made it from the attic and this room and my room to the garage. One step closer out of my house. How many boxes do you think are down there?
I don't know. We're not talking about this now. This has nothing to do with what we're talking about.
Okay, and we are up to over $32,000.
Yeah, so we made it past our goal.
And people can still donate.
Well, are we still donating?
You can still go on jayandjack.com under the link for Autism Speaks. It's like the third thing down.
We should probably put an end date to just so we can have like a final conclusion.
Well, as of now, we're still collecting money for the the eBay auctions and stuff like that. So
okay,
until everything's officially down, because people are still asking, can they donate? Uh-huh. Why turn it away?
Okay.
So until then, until we say you can stop donating.
Okay.
But right now you can still donate. JaneJack.com.
All right. And also Jana for baking a lot of good stuff that weekend.
And also helping out, keeping us awake.
Yeah. And also Jana in Boston, the Banhammer, for moderating the chat room.
Yeah, it's funny. You always got to have somebody coming in the chat room causing problems.
And Joe for her challenge, Joe Opinionated. And... oh, and Colleen wants to give a special thanks for coming to engagement parties 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 37.
I can't keep track of all the engagement parties.
Well, there's some more thanks to everybody. It was, once again, it was a great success, and it was a lot of fun.
And we will be doing it again. I want to do it in Vegas next year.
I want to do it in Vegas this year.
I had lost.
So? What's wrong with that?
I don't know. Maybe we'll do it in Vegas next year.
All right, that could get dangerous. Jack, ready to leave?
I'm ready to leave. Can't wait to see a new episode of Lost next Woo-hoo! Week. Final party information, you can go on globalcashcard.com/lost.
Globalcashcard.com/lost or follow their Twitter at twitter.com/lostcontest.
That is the fastest way to get information. The hotel
And again, for those doing taxes, go to globalcashcard.com. There's a TurboTax link there, and it'll do your taxes for free.
Well, I thought you say 15%.
Or more on your car insurance by switching to Geico.
Could be wrong. That's where we did ours. We did ours on Global Cash Card. It is free, though.
Yes. All right, Jack. Hasta luego. And goodbye.
Bye.